Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. If what you need to make your life a little more exciting is some courage, you need to meet today's guest, James Chu. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Okay, 6:07 in the morning, Australia time, and we have James Chu in the house. He is a 27-year-old dad. He has four daughters, and he is on the road to just making a better life for him and his family. And he uses video to build relationships in order to help people grow. He's going to talk to us today about strength, and he's going to talk to us today about accountability. So, James, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's 6:07. I'm ready to start the day off with a bang, and hopefully we can fire up your audience and get them, you know, kicking goals and you know, motivated.
That'd be great. I would love it. Now, you know, we start our show with a quote, and you have one for us today. What is it?
I do. Now, this quote comes from a little plugin on the Chrome browser called Momentum, and it's winning starts with beginning, and you can't win unless you begin.
I love that. Sounds great. All right, so do me a favor. Tell everybody what your passion is.
Well, all right, this is all a roundabout way. Ultimately, my passion is connecting with people and helping people gain the strength and the confidence and the courage to go out and do what they are passionate about. It's all sort of driven from the kids, I guess, but it's sort of the passion is there because I think everyone has a story to tell, and not everyone has the strength and the courage and the confidence to tell it in a way that can, that best suits them. You know, for me, that's video. And I think for a lot of other people, it's probably video too. That's really a passion of mine, is getting the most out of people and building them up so they can move forward in their life and live the life that they want.
Okay. So I want to know where this passion started, but before we do that, can you define what you mean by video for everybody?
For me, video is something that I just turned on the camera probably about 7 weeks ago, and I just recorded. Now, video can take many different forms. It can be live streaming, such as Blabs, Periscope. It can be YouTube shows, sort of like mine. It could be vlogs, daily vlogs. It could be video challenges for readers or audiences. So yeah, I really just think it's a great, powerful medium because we get to show our personality. Much like a podcast, we can get in people's faces and ears, really, for a certain amount of time. But video just takes it that next step from podcasts. You can, you know, like Lynette, I wave my hands when I talk, and you've seen a couple of my videos, and you see my hands go like I'm like a helicopter in my videos, right? And right now I'm like waving. I'm trying not to knock over my coffee on my desk. But yeah, video is just an incredibly powerful tool in the fact that we can see the personality, we can see body language. And you know how when you meet someone, body language tells part of the story too. It's not just, you know, the words coming out from someone's mouth. You can see how comfortable they are. You can see whether they're into it or not. So video just steps it up that one little bit, I feel. And yeah, some people are afraid to do that. And that's sort of where I come into it and try and, you know, give them the strength to get over that fear.
That's awesome. You know, I am a big fan of video, and definitely I know things such as Blab and Periscope, and they're all video, and the YouTube channels, all those vlogs, everything that you just mentioned are really on the uprise. And especially because I think video is really important today because there's so much content. You can hear me using my hands. I keep whacking my and I'm not even Italian. That's the thing in New Jersey. They say you talk with your hands if you're Italian. But, yeah, you know, I think it's because there's so much content on the internet that we just can't read it all, that video does come in really handy. And when I started podcasting, it started becoming like just recently, I feel like there's such a surge with video.
Yeah.
And I did feel like, whoa, am I going to have to turn my podcast into, you know, have a video stream. And not to say that I wouldn't, but the one thing that I do like about podcasting is the same thing that I like about audible.com is that I can do other things and not have to look at it. I like, I love all the different mediums depending on where I am. If I'm driving, right, then I can't watch a video, but I can listen to a podcast. If I'm cooking, if I'm doing dishes, but other times, you're right. I actually study body language. And if you ever read my novels, I matter of fact, the one I just finished has a lot of body language in it, the study of body language. I find it super fascinating. So I always do love to watch the videos. And I love that you're encouraging and helping people because it is intimidating to video yourself if you're not used to it. But if you have a passion to where what you're doing would be beneficial in a video medium, then somebody like you is really valuable.
Yeah. I always try and say to people, what are you afraid of a piece of plastic for? A camera is a piece of plastic and some glass on a lens. It's what you do with the video afterwards that is scary. So, you know, if you can just imagine you're talking to the camera, which is just a friend, and right, like I always try and make sure my videos have a little bit of humor in them because I feel that humor just lightens the mood and it sort of breaks down a lot of barriers and it sort of allows people to sort of express themselves a little bit better. And I'm a bit of an Aussie larrikin. And for those who don't know what an Aussie larrikin is, it's sort of like just, you know, I don't know, sort of like a bit of an idiot. Yesterday, I put out a video, the three things I've learned about business relationships from making green smoothies.
Okay.
And I like, yeah, exactly, right? Like it's obscure. People are like, what can you learn about relationships from green smoothies? And you know what? It was just really a way of I could, you know, work in some humor. A lot of people are uncomfortable recording themselves on a podcast. Same thing. You're talking to a microphone. It's what you do after it. That's the thing. And, you know, you can edit in post and, you know, video, you can do, you know, heaps of editing to make yourself look great. You can get lights and all this sort of stuff. But it's if you have the strength to turn on that camera and that strength to say, you know, I am going to make a difference in people's lives by turning on this camera, by telling my message, by sharing my stories so that people can avoid the hurdles or get over the hurdles or make their lives better. You know, that's the real strength. That's the real strength of character. That's the tenacity to get the job done.
Well, and the other thing is too, is just because you record it doesn't mean you have to use it.
Yes.
You know, so
there's so many ones that I've recorded and I haven't used.
Especially when I first started doing this because it is awkward. And, you know, I finally have found my comfort zone here. But in the beginning and for a good period of time, it was uncomfortable. It was a little awkward, but you can edit. And then I figured, well, let me edit it and then decide if I'm going to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no pressure. It's not like it's automatically posted. You know,
there's no gun to your head.
Yeah, you get to make the decision to do that.
Yeah.
Where did this passion begin for you?
This is a tough question, right? And I've been struggling with it because I've been on for maybe the last 2 weeks, I've been on a very deep dive into who is James and what is James doing type thing. I mean, I've been trying to do this thing for, and I say thing because I don't know what it was. And I didn't know what it was 2 years ago when I started. You know, I started a podcast a couple of years ago and I thought that was, you know, I was like, oh, I'm destined for great success. But I guess, you know, the passion for helping people, right? I have over 7 years military experience in the Australian Navy. And, you know, one of our main roles is humanitarian assistance. And so that's you sort of have to have a passion for helping people. And I think it takes a certain type of person to put their hand up. Like, you know, ours is a volunteer service, much like the US, and you have to put your hand up and say, yes, I am willing to defend the country, right? So naturally, I think the people who serve or already have a sort of mindset, I guess, or, you know, like a willingness to sacrifice and help other people. And for me, this is really sort of born out of this passion to really help people drive and help people grow. It's probably maybe only the last sort of 12 to 18 months because, you know, I've realized that when I started, I was all about like, how can I make cash? How can I do this? How can I do this? And it was all about me. And I sort of come to the self-realization after learning a lot, talking a lot, and growing personally and also professionally into this, that it isn't about me anymore. It was never about me. And it just took me that long to realize. So I have worked very, very hard over the last few weeks and really drilled down on how am I going to serve someone? How can I change 1,000 lives in this world? Because if I change 1,000 lives and then they go on to change 10 each, huge, right? Like huge. I've had a massive effect. And that's really, you know, like if I can show my kids anything, I guess is something. If my kids can look back in 20 years and say, you know, dad did this, you know, I'll be proud of that. And that's really where it comes down from. It's sort of selfish, I guess, is like I want my kids to be proud of me, but I also want my kids to have a good example for their life so they can do something similar rather than just, you know, being selfish and thinking about them. So I guess that's sort of where it's come from.
So many thoughts are going through my mind right now because something that I did not expect to find when I started interviewing people about their passions in life. So it's like, okay, so I see James, he's doing these really cool videos trying to, you know, teach people things like how to be accountable, how to hold yourself accountable. You know, I'll see this person over here, he's posting motivational statuses, you know, daily with pictures, really cool stuff that he's creating on his own. You know, I'll see this person over here doing that, this person doing this. But then everybody's doing, this woman is becoming, you know, she retired from the military. She's becoming a diving instructor. Cool passion, right? But the thing is, James, when we get down to it during the interview and we talk about where this passion began and why they're doing it, I cannot tell you how many of my guests, it's just coming back to service. It's coming back to wanting to help people with what their passion is. And this is unexpected for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you have to, right? Like business, you know, the definition of business is that it exists to make a profit. All right. So, you know, naturally people who have a business are out to make a dollar, but how they choose to make that dollar, for me, is really the crux of it, right? Like if people choose to, for example, I turn around and, you know, three people from this podcast come up to me and say, James, I want you to help me, give me the strength to get on video and show my message on video. You know, one of the things that I really believe in and having four daughters, as you could probably appreciate, is that, you know, there's not a lot of disposable income to buy coaches and programs and that's and courses and that sort of stuff. So, you know, one of the things is that I really want to just give back and, you know, like have a scholarship type thing. I don't know if that's the right term, but, you know, just say, you know what, fill out the application form. If you don't feel like you can afford it, I run a scholarship every 3 months and I just give away 3 months of coaching or something like that, right? Because it just gives back. And it's not to make me feel good. It's not to give me social justice and social credibility. It's for the greater good of humanity and the greater good of just helping people and knowing that if I just continue to help and serve and just really help people grow and be the best version of them, you know, something good will come back to me.
Right. And you know, what you're really trying to establish, I believe, is legacy. So when you say you feel like it's slightly selfish that you would want your daughters to be proud of you, it's just that you want to leave something behind for them and the world. So, you know, I mean, your intentions are true. Your direction is true. And I feel like, you know, just from what I've noticed on your Facebook page and things such as that, that, you know, you are striving to find your niche, you know, you're narrowing it down and you're narrowing it down. But I have to tell you, you are exactly 20 years ahead of where I was, where I am. You're 20 years ahead of me. I'm 47. And I feel like over the last 2 years, you and I each had our own discoveries that were made. You know, so you're 20 years ahead of the game and you're going to find exactly where you want to settle. And it sounds like you're in a great place right now. What kind of challenges have you found in this process?
Oh, man. So many, right? So many. Let's forget the technical challenges, okay? Because technical challenges, they can be taught. Technical challenges, you can hire a developer. Technical, you know, you can sort that out, right? You can, you know, put some money into that. The real challenge that I have seen personally is, you know, the imposter syndrome, right? Like just, and I guess that's sort of, it's sort of born out of the fact that you compare yourself to other people, especially in this online space, especially in the podcast or video space. You compare yourself to people who've been doing it, you know, 5 years and you're like, oh, I'll never be that good. Or why would people listen to my message when they could go and listen to these guys? So that's an internal challenge. I suffer with that daily, you know, and I put out 3 videos a week. I still suffer with that daily. It is a real challenge, but it's something that I'm striving and really working hard to get the strength, like the internal strength, to not compare myself to what other people are doing or have done. Right? Like, I am my own person. I want to be my own destination. That people say, oh, do you know that that Aussie video guy, James Chu? Do you know him? Check out his videos. Not, do you know James Chu who's sort of like, you know, Pat Flynn or, you know, or whoever. So I'm really trying to focus on internalizing the fact that I am my own thing. I'm not an imposter because I'm not selling anyone else's message. I'm not selling anything else. All the stuff that I talk about is stuff that A, I have developed over a core, like a career in the military or in life, or B, I've done a lot of research and come up with a unique way of telling that information. I'm just curating the information in a unique way. But it's a real internal struggle that, you know, why would anyone buy anything that I sell? Or why would anyone come and choose to watch my video for 2.5 minutes? Or, you know, why would anyone subscribe to me on YouTube? Why would entrepreneur.com choose to pick me up as a channel partner and publish my videos to their 120,000 subscribers on YouTube? It's a real, I guess that's my main challenge.
And that is not an uncommon challenge. Matter of fact, that's going to be discussed, the imposter syndrome, on a show this week, Friday's Reflection. It's very common. And, you know, on my show, we talk a lot about the 4 energy blocks that prevent us from success. One is your inner critic. One is making assumptions. One is interpretations. And one is limiting beliefs. And yeah, the imposter syndrome is absolutely a limiting belief. But the reality is, James, you're a father of 4 daughters. Number one, how many men in America, or I'm sorry, all over the world can say that? Number two, right? Like, how many men have experienced being the father of 4 daughters? Number two, you have 7 years in the military. Those are 2 obvious distinctions between you and everybody else in the world of what you bring to the table. Your experiences just with those 2 things alone, not to mention everything else. So there's no way that what you put out into the world is going to be like anybody else. You're going to do you.
Yeah. Thanks for that. That's really nice. And I a lot of people struggle with that, right? And I'm glad that you're going to address it on an episode, because it's something that people need to, like, you know, you need to have the confidence in yourself, and self-confidence is a massive thing. Raising girls is, yeah, I think that's something I'm going to have to learn a lot about, self-confidence.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, 4 kids in general, just providing for 4 children in general, not to mention 4 girls.
Yeah, it's tough, right? But if life was easy, it wouldn't be worth living. And this is the thing that I try and convey to everyone, is there has to be more to life than work and paying bills. There has to be. Even if it's hard, even if you get down and out, even if you think that it's not going to be great, or what you're doing isn't great, or you're downing yourself, have the strength to get up off the floor and keep putting your foot forward. Don't compare yourself to other people. Turn around and look back from where you've came.
And that's the point of this whole podcast is, you know, I just want listeners to listen and enhance their lives, make it more fulfilling. For them, that might mean doing what you did and taking a leap and, you know, consuming their life with it and living it every day. For other people, it might be something they do once a day, once a week, once a month. So it's different for everybody, but can't help but hear the passion in your voice and the excitement about what you're doing. Do you doubt yourself? Yes. Do we all? Yes. Are you pushing through? Yes. Are you going to feel experienced and even more confident than you do right now, even a month from now? Yes.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
I mean, I know I've only been doing this 2 months and I feel good. I feel great about what I'm doing. 2 months ago, not as much.
Yeah. All right. But that's the beginning of everything. Lynette, what you were doing here on a podcast is you have the ability to get in people's ears for, you know, 45 minutes an hour, and you can bring all these amazing people with these amazing experiences and wisdom to people in one convenient location. And this is the power of what you do and the power of podcasting and of video. Like if people can get out and they can figure out a way to do this that's comfortable and that they can feel that they can do. I've been podcasting for a couple of years and I have learned so much just from interviewing people. And I probably, you know, you probably have in the last few months.
Right.
It's because you connect with people.
Yes. And the thing is that whether it's video, podcasting, or anything else that somebody wants to do, I have a feeling that you're giving them confidence to act in whatever capacity is striking them at this time. What do you think you've learned about yourself in the strengthening of your confidence, in becoming more confident and acting on your passion?
I've learned that I've just got to accept who I am. You know, for the longest time doing a podcast, the last couple of years, I've been trying to be someone I'm not. And not that I was trying to copy anyone, I was trying to be the next, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk or whoever. I was trying so hard to be like this professional Aussie podcaster who was going to be the face of podcasting from Australia. And it wasn't me. And, you know, I kept telling myself it was. I was like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You are this guy. You will be this guy. And because, you know, I'd read that, you know, if you have affirmations, your subconscious will act on it, blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's still not me. And then 6 or 7 weeks ago, I turned on the video and made my first video. And that night that I published it, I got an email from a guy. His name's Joe, and he has an amazing podcast. And he emailed me and he said, man, I love what you're doing. I didn't know Joe from, you know, I'd never met him, never heard of him, never knew about his podcast, never knew about his business, anything like that. And he just emailed me out of the blue and said, man, I love what you're doing. And that was it. That was the, you know, the qualitative validation, I guess, that I needed, that being myself was okay. That being myself was the true path for James Chu, not putting on this facade and being someone else who can, you know, who knows everything about business or whatever, but just being James, who is a little bit of an idiot sometimes on video, who talks really fast, but is incredibly passionate about helping people grow. And that was really probably the biggest lesson I've learned. And that's only happened in sort of the last 6 weeks, right? And this is the thing I really want to stress to people, is that you might not know what it's going to look like today, 10 years from now. You might not know what your passion is right now. And I spent so long, Lynette, so long doing like strength and weaknesses lists, asking people what my strengths are to try and figure out my passion. I forced it. And I don't think it's something that can be forced. I think it's something that needs to be found. I think you need to find something that you think resembles your passion right now. Just do it and have faith that somewhere along the line, that I'm not a religious guy at all, but just having faith that the universe will sort this stuff out for you, and you'll learn about yourself, and you'll grow and you'll figure it out. But you know, you need to start to get to that point, and sort of where that quote comes from. But yeah, that's really the biggest thing I've learned. And that's only been the last 6 weeks after, you know, nearly 2.5 years of doing this stuff.
Okay. So I interviewed somebody by the name of Mark Boness. And I want you to make sure that you listen to that episode.
I will.
For two reasons. Number one, he is your Australian brethren. Even though he's from the UK, he does live in Australia. And also, we talk so much about what you just said. And I talk about my struggle finding my purpose and how I tortured myself with it. And I sounded a lot like you just now. So I would love it if you listened to that episode. So
I will.
You
can, I'll go you back and see. Check it out.
And the other thing that you talked about was, you know, positive affirmations, mapping your brain, your subconscious achieving what you envision, all of those things. And I feel, James, that you were doing all of those things, right? But it just wasn't your time for it to be revealed to you yet, because what you're in right now is the experience you need before you can move forward. I truly believe in life's process. And that's one of the things I say in that episode, is that when the time is right, it will be revealed, but keep looking for it. Be still with all of those lists that you made and all that thinking that you're doing, because you're touching base with what it is. And then when you see it, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is it. You know, and like you just said, you made that video. it's one more step in your process. You're going to keep evolving. You're going to keep doing things that people appreciate, and you're going to keep moving in this direction, and you have a great passion to do that with. Of course, it's kind of a torturous process, right? Because you just, you want to,
it sucks.
Yeah, you want to be there.
Sucks.
You want to be there. You want to know.
Yeah.
You know, but enjoy the journey.
Exactly right. And what you just said has given me the biggest goosebumps all up my arms and stuff. And I don't really get those a lot of the time, but it's the journey, right? And I like to quote one of my favorite movies, the Hannah Montana movie. Don't know if you've seen it, back when Miley Cyrus was cool. And, you know, one of the quotes she says in there, it's the climb.
Yeah.
And it's the climb to the top. It's the climb on your journey. It is the climb in the self-discovery mission for us to get to a point where we are so comfortable on our skin that we can go on, you know, and someone challenged me to do like a nude video. It was a friend of mine. He's like, yeah, you wouldn't do one naked. I said, challenge accepted, buddy. He said, please don't. All right, please don't. But, you know, it's being so comfortable with who you are. It's embodying everything. When I talk about this stuff, and this is my third interview this week, and for 2.5 years, I think I've done one interview. Right, so something's happened somewhere. The planets have aligned. All the traffic lights are green. Something's happened. Having that mindfulness, having that ability to recognize that something is triggering in the universe, that is triggered inside of you, that is your thing. That's an incredibly powerful skill, and it's something that I want to help people do. You know, along with having the strength to try things, is having that mindfulness about it and being able to understand when opportunities present themselves, you need to grab them with both hands and you need to run with that. You need to get that done.
And I want my audience to hear that you're passionate about what you're talking about, and then you're also including your self-doubts, but you're pushing forward anyway, and then you are confident in the direction you're moving, even though you're keeping your mind open to when should I pivot, what should I do next? And that it's okay for them to feel the same way, that it doesn't have to be, I'm going to do this and this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. This is just the next step.
Exactly. And if anyone is feeling down on themselves that what they're doing is, you know, not working or whatever, email me, hello@jameschu.me. Let's get on a Skype call and we'll talk through it. And I say this to everyone. I say this to every single podcast I interview, and I'm yet to get an email. Right. So I challenge the listeners to send me an email.
Okay.
And get on a Skype call with me.
Well, we are also going to put you in my private group where they can reach out to you there. And at the end of the show, we're going to get the rest of your contact information. I will make sure to include that in my show notes.
Yes.
So
please do.
Do you have a book source that listeners who are taking in what you're putting out right now can kind of look into, either a book or something on the internet that could be beneficial to them?
Yeah. I have two books that I read. Pretty much, you know, I try and go back and read them all the time. It's the War of Art and Turning Pro, both by Stephen Pressfield. You're really focused on, you know, I'm a big believer in procrastination is a manifestation of fear. It's fear showing, you know, telling us that we will never amount to anything. It's fear saying that you shouldn't put yourself out there because you're going to be ridiculed. And Stephen really addresses that quite well in his books. And it's a real mindset shift. And if you haven't read those two books, go out and get them. I think you can pick them up for about $20 or something. It's totally worth it and be worth every second of your time to read those books.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And you know, the other thing is, James, that in this day and age, so many people are putting themselves out there on the internet. So many people are putting themselves out there in video that, you know, this is the time where if somebody thinks this is the direction they want to go, they should just jump right in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, this part of the show, lightning round, 1 minute responses. I believe if people are going to, you know, make a change in their life, they need to first envision themselves doing it. What do they see? Second, explore their options. And third, execute. Execute a plan. What's the first step? So if somebody was to envision being more confident, what would they see?
You need to see the end goal. You might not know what that end goal looks like, but you need to have to be more confident and be confident in what you're doing. You need to understand that the end goal is 100% what you were going to do, because then you'll have the self-confidence to stand up and say, this is what I do and this is what I will achieve. Just 100% believing in your ability to help and to achieve your goal, and you will be more self-confident. You will have the confidence to just shout it from the rooftops, whatever it is you're doing, and help people.
There was some really good detail there. So next, how to explore.
How do you explore that? I think that's a derivative of what you're passionate about and what you want from life. What I want from life, like we said, is legacy. My passion is to help people get in front of, you know, in using video and that sort of stuff. So exploring the two things, and I went and bought some like big sheets of paper and I had a pen and I just wrote all the stuff I ever want to talk about. And then I drew lines connecting it all. So just write all the things that you ever want to be, that you ever want to be known for, that you think you are, that you think you want to be. Draw the lines and then work out a single sentence that defines you. Once you have that sentence, right, see if it, yeah, I mean, I think that that sentence, if you 100% believe in it, will resonate with people because you've done so much, you know, exploration.
That sounds like a really good go-do for today, James. So listeners, stay tuned for that. Okay, next, how do we execute?
Executing on that sentence is probably going to be the hardest step for people, and certainly what I'm struggling with at the moment is like, how do I execute on this? Find the people that need that sentence, that when they hear that sentence, there's a light bulb that just goes, bing, get into Facebook groups, get onto blogs, get onto podcasts, get onto videos, watch, learn, listen, observe, read, take in, take notes, use Evernote, use voice memos, use everything, all this great technology. See what people are struggling with. Can your sentence, can your single sentence solve that? If it can, call them, reach out to them, email them, cold email them, find their 10 best friends, because if, you know, we're sort of the sum of the five people around us. So if that's them, guarantee the five people around them are probably struggling with something similar.
Really practical execution. Okay. James, can you leave us with some closing advice today?
I think, you know, we're our own worst enemy. You know, we talk about self-confidence and that sort of stuff. Finding a like-minded individual or a group, and yeah, I would say a group of sort of no more than sort of two or three people, because I think if you're in a group of like 1,000, you sort of get lost and your voice just becomes another number type thing. I have a friend who was an instructor when I was in the military. He was my instructor and he's now a very close friend, and he's in Canada. He's another Aussie, he's in Canada. And we talk twice a week. I outline my goals, he outlines his, and then I sort of voice my struggles, he voices his, and then we support each other. And we might not support each other in that particular call, but, you know, we may come across something during the week and say, hey, you know, Brett, I think you should check this out, or hey, James, you know, you need to check this out because it's amazing. Having someone else, because it's not an issue for us to let ourselves down, right? Like if you think about things that you sat back and said, I'm going to do this week, have you actually done them? Or maybe it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym every single day this year, or maybe I'm going to start this diet on Monday. All these things that we got no issues in letting ourselves down, which is terrible. But we feel so guilty when we let someone else down. So that's the power of having someone that you voice your goals to. And like I've got another call with Brett tonight at 9 o'clock, and I've got like three things on my like to-do list before then. So I'm like, oh man, I better get those done because he's gonna be annoyed if I don't get them done.
I really enjoyed having James on the show today. One of the things I thought James really brought to the table was his honesty. He was so open about his own feelings, just trying to find his place in the world. I found his candidness and his honesty really admirable. So if you want to get in touch with James, if you need help with anything video, you can reach out to him through his website, which is jamestew.me. You can look for him on Facebook at jamestew. You can email him as he requested if you want to talk about your purpose or a video or anything. He's open to any conversation. So you could either email him at hello@jamestew.me, or you can join our private group and find him there. Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. on Facebook. If you want to check out James's videos, he has a YouTube channel. You can also access those videos through his Facebook page. You can access them through his website. And I've included a link to his YouTube channel as well as all of his other contact information right in our show notes at motivatemepodcast.com. So it's time for our go do. As James suggested, write a list of these three things. 1, the things you believe yourself to be. 2, what you want to actually be. And 3, what you want to be known for. And then narrow all of this down into one sentence that defines you. Post that sentence in the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System on Facebook, and let's see how we can help each other move forward. See you there. Remember, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Rendon.